Good morning. I'm Jerry Agar. Do you suffer from TDS? Do you find yourself unable to get out of bed because of TDS? What does it stand for? Trump Derangement Syndrome. Actually, Psychology Today runs an article, Is Trump Derangement Syndrome a Real Mental Condition? Now, I started using that term some time ago when I couldn't believe the visceral hatred that I saw toward Donald Trump. I wasn't doing it because I thought that there was a reality to it from a clinical standpoint. I was simply trying to address the level of anger that I saw, the rage out there, to the point where it seemed as though if Donald Trump came out on a day when anybody else would say the temperature is perfect and the sun is shining and the birds are singing and said, well, what a wonderful day. No, it isn't. Like, it was just, if Trump said it, then it has to be a terrible day. So joining me now, Dr. Oren Amatay, a registered psychologist. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
This is in Psychology Today, so are we talking about a real thing?
We're not talking about a real thing, but we are talking about something that is really happening. So the fact is, Trump is a manifestation or a representation of something that's been going on before him, which is in the last few years, and this is not a joke, I'm not exaggerating here.
Okay.
We are seeing on a large scale that phenomenon that people are engaging in the type of thought, cognitive distortion. It's called black and white thinking or all or nothing, extreme basically thinking where, and research has shown that this is one of the worst things that you can do. It can really exacerbate any stress, distress, anxiety, any type of mental health condition. And so instead of seeing Trump as I don't want to, denigrate him too much, but he is a buffoon in many ways. He is, quote unquote, narcissistic. He does legitimately lie.
I think the nicest way we could say it, Doctor, is he's polarizing.
He is polarizing, and with black and white thinking and these other types of cognitive distortions, they are polarizing as well. And so people, instead of seeing him for what he is, and it's not a pretty picture, they see him as an extreme exaggeration of that. That is the problem.
Okay, so as you're talking about that, I'm thinking, I wonder how much I contribute to this, because I'll tell you a technique that I use in my job is to take what for some people or many people, maybe most people, could be a debatable gray area, and I'll cast it as black and white. I have an opinion on it. I'm not faking that, but I'll cast it as black and white to some degree in order to spark conversation and debate, and I'm hoping what I'm doing is to get people to think about it. Do you think that that by doing that, I'm contributing to the problem?
If this was 10 years ago, you wouldn't be. But more recently, because people have become so invested in what's going on, this is not identity politics, it's identitarian politics, meaning that they see whatever's going on in the world as a direct reflection of themselves. And people want to see themselves as being good or being smart or being right. And so when they see someone who is, quote unquote, the other, the them, like this, they don't, if it's not who they are, they want to push it away from themselves. They don't want to see, they want to see themselves as the opposite of that. So when they see someone like Trump, okay, who is a polarizing figure, they want to, A, see him as the worst thing possible, and B, it's a bit strange. People might think it's a bit esoteric here, but the fact is, if they see him as such a horrible monster, then they, being a different other, are in the opposite direction. They're almost saintly. They don't understand that being self-righteous does not make them righteous.
Well, thanks for saying that. I think that where it becomes really destructive is it's one thing if people have antipathy toward Donald Trump to the point where we would be talking about something called Trump derangement syndrome in a serious way with an actual registered psychologist. But there are some, not all, but there are some, I know from my experience in these conversations on a daily basis, have taken it to the extreme of it's not just Trump. All conservatives are mean, nasty, hateful, Nazi sympathizers.
Oh, exactly. And this is part of that, again, that black and white thinking. And anyone who is central, not even conservative, just central, who doesn't take that extreme position can be seen by this small minority, but it's growing, as that same type of person. And part of this is, when you talked about what you were doing about trying to kind of put as a black and white pictured in order to discuss it.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you are able to say that everyone that you disagree with is a Nazi sympathizer, then that means you don't have to even give their arguments any consideration. Why would I argue with a Nazi? Why would I give any credence to a Nazi? So it's a very simple, lazy way, a mentally and emotionally lazy way, not to have to actually give these complex discussions the nuance that they deserve.
Is it destructive to the community in general, or are people only harming themselves?
Oh, it's extremely destructive to the community, because people are, again, with this black and white-ism, they are, they're not engaging in discussion. They're becoming irrational. They are not seeing things for what they really are. And I don't want to switch gears too much, but an example would be like with transgender issues, and we won't get into it, but the idea is that there are some messages being emitted or expressed that make absolutely no sense. And if someone were to step back, not be emotional, and logically look at what's being said, they would go, this is insane. But because people are, lumping things into good or bad, black and white, they are not looking at the argument with complexity and nuance. They just say, if I disagree with it, I'm a bad person. So I must agree with everything these people are saying. So it is becoming destructive. Policies are changing. A lot of, as you say, antipathy is being generated and being spread. And people who are good people, but they just have the fault or the flaw of being critical thinkers and stepping back and trying to analyze the situation, are being besmirched, and they are being called the worst things, and there are real-life consequences. People are losing jobs. They're losing reputations. They are being taken to human rights tribunals, and they're losing social support and professional supports, and I'm one of those people, by the way. I'm not crying because I'm not a victim.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's part of what's happened as well, that we have become such a victim mentality, the type of culture here in the last few years. This is part of it as well, because victims need an oppressor. Victims need someone to rebel against. And Trump is the greatest manifestation of that. So people make him out into this monster. He's not a great person. I would not invite him to dinner, but he's not the evil creature that people are making him out to be. But they need that boogeyman.
Well, but people are doing it with Andrew Scheer.
Exactly, they're doing it with Andrew Scheer, and they'll do it, and at the same time, some people are neglecting to see all the faults in, his opponent, in Justin Trudeau, although it's getting harder and harder for people to deny that.
Well, but there are also people who demonize Justin Trudeau, let's be fair here.
Well, that, again, this black and white thinking is not just on one side.
Right.
People on both sides are doing it. But I have seen in my experience directly and through a lot of watching of social media that the conservatives or the moderates have no problem at least discussing these things. They may not like Trudeau. They may think that he's the devil, but at least they'll have a discussion about it, and they will not call the liberals, all these horrible names, so they say that I don't have to even discuss it with you. They're willing to discuss it. And as soon as we as a society are unable or unwilling to have these kinds of discussions, then we are doomed.
Dr. Oren Amate, always good to have you. DocAmate.com. Thanks.
Thank you, Jerry.